This may become a really serious rant. If you are a snowflake or milquetoast, don't listen, okay? So here's the thing. So I have been thinking. The whole thing started is like people say who are in marketing that people who keep on reading and keep on visiting, eventually they will become buyers. So I asked source if that's true for my crowd, and the answer was no. And then I spot checked a few people who I know, and the answer was no, they will never buy. So the question is, do you know what I think about you? You don't. You have no idea. I think you are a moron. And I have contempt for you. That's really the truth. And then I looked because it's really like I really check from time to time with myself if my presence on Earth is still useful. And I asked if the work that I am doing, the articles that I'm writing, the conversations that I have with Bonnie, the conversations I have on the calls, me teaching a handful of people to activate their intention, if that is useful. And the answer was 100% yes. So then I looked, so it is going to be useful in the work that I am going to do with those 17 or however many people who have already passed on, but they have gathered as some different dimension and are working on creating a new intelligent species that is going to be really intelligent, not like humanity. And the answer was yes. And then I looked for some famous people like Kabbalists and Moses and all kinds of people, and the answer was they won't be there. And then I asked the question, so is it because they are religious? And the answer was yes. So then I asked that, is there anybody who is smart and religious? And the answer was no. So then I asked if Ray Williams or Roy Williams, sorry, the Monday Morning Memo guy, if he is smart. And the answer was yes. And then I looked. Like he is religious, but he's not believing in the fairy tale that God sent down his only begotten son or whatever the text is to save us from or whatever, because I don't believe in any of that. No, but he uses the Bible and the teachings as guidance, as teachings. And that's intelligent. It's as intelligent as I am looking at Rob Brezhnev's horoscopes, not because I believe in horoscopes, but anything that comes my way can be really good guidance, and they are very well written, so that I use them. In the, I don't know, 20 years that I have been reading them, I only had like three or four or maybe five more recently that didn't resonate with me. So yeah, so if you are religious, then you're stupid. If you are if you can't think for yourself, then you are stupid. And if you just are curious, whatever I have to read, and you read it like fiction, then you know what? Fuck you. I don't need you. I don't want you. Not like I can do anything about it. I just know that it bothers me. It bothers me that I am giving my pearls to swine, and of course swine can't appreciate the pearls, And the truth is that I am not doing it for you. I am doing it as I am working on something, and then it spills over, just like love. I write it down, and it helps me think it through, it helps me clarify, but I'm not doing it for you. I am not doing anything for you. I don't want to do anything for you, and I'm not even doing anything for my students and my clients. I am doing it for the work, and they benefit, because that is what the essence of desire to receive for the sake of sharing. I'm getting all this knowledge, and you benefit. But I'm not doing it for you, and I would never do it for you, okay? And although I have some soft feelings for my students, I wouldn't do anything for them. It's like, that's not the kind of life that I want to live, you know? Anyway, so this is the end of the rant. And I'm glad I did that. You may hate it. It's okay. At least now you know, right? Okay, thanks.